At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear about your wardrobe malfunction. Like the time something. What happened with Katy Perry? It was like in one of our Australia shows, something weird happened.
I don't remember.
This was very recently.
Yeah. Hold on.
Because like the wardrobe malfunction that I always think of is when Meredith was at work on The Office. And she was wearing like a super short dress, kind of tube toppy thing. And like her boobs were hanging out. So then she like pulled it up, but then her bottom, kept blurring top to bottom, bottom to top.
So funny.
And it was just like.
I have a pretty bad one from when I was in college. I've never really talked about it because it was so horrible.
Okay.
Skater skirts were really big at the time.
It's a circle skirt.
Like they're tight on your waist, but then they just like flow straight out, kind of like A-line.
Oh,
short though.
Okay. Taylor Swift red era
1989.
Yeah.
Okay. She wore the little skirt.
Do you like Taylor Swift?
Aaron brought it up.
I did because I saw the skirt and immediately
That is a total burn. She did not. It's like somebody else bringing up her fiance. It's like not her fault.
Right.
Duché.
Not my fault.
Duché.
So I was wearing my sorority letters, you know, my backpack on. It was great.
Oh my God. It makes so much more sense now.
Yeah.
Your accent came back. Like you're so California.
Cap Alpha Theta. Shout out to my thetas. T Lamb. Sisters for Life.
We're on the fence as to whether or not to hate Erica 4 minutes ago. It's confirmed. Cannot stand this woman.
Another Theta almost hated me, and now she's like,
she's one of us. Secret handshake.
We don't have one of those.
Okay.
So anyway, I am leaving one of the buildings. I'm walking across campus and I'm getting a call from a girl I don't know very well. And I pick it up and she's like, your skirt is tucked all the way up into your backpack. I was just walking through campus.
With your ass
with
out?
With my butt out. And this is like a pretty conservative school. And I was not cool or like hot. So this was not like something where I was like, oh, funny. Like it was mortifying. And I just don't think I really talked about it since because it was mortifying.
Oh my God. Okay.
I wonder where that
I've
girl
been there
is now.
Too, but now I like, it wasn't a full thing, but you got to triple check that it's not.
Yeah. Now when I wear skirts, I'm like,
But isn't the worst part because the way you were describing it, you had some swagger that day. You felt like you were crushing.
Yeah, it was like a letters day. Like all of us were wearing our letters. So everywhere you went, you saw the sorority girls in letters. And
you're just like strutting across the campus. And you're like, look at everybody looking at me.
And everyone's like who's going to tell her that her butt's out?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did we figure out what happened to Katy?
It was more so just like an overall concert malfunction. She was like suspended from a metal sphere. And she was like,
I thought she had boobies out or something. Because we've wardrobe malfunction can be anywhere, but we've done just calls on booby pop out moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where it just,
you guys
got to wrangle those bad boys in.
She had her top fly off mid concert.
That's what it was. But she caught it.
Oh, okay.
Like, so I don't think anybody, but then she's just kind of singing the rest of a song, like doing the
holding on
handover.
To it. Yeah.
Which is impressive because she's...
Oh, one of her dancers like rehooked it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and she does have something on underneath, so she would have been protected anyways. Okay. But yes, that's kind of like Beyonce on her like chaps got unbuckled and fell and one of her dancers came. Granted, she also had something under it.
She wasn't just going to expose the
Correct.
Whole. All right. Well, if you've had a weird, if you got exposed, we just call them wardrobe malfunctions and we'd love to hear your story too. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
What happened with that runner guy?
Oh my God. Was it like all out?
Yeah.
So he was a hurdler.
Yes. Even worse.
Mm. And he's wearing 1970s basketball shorts.
Okay.
Which you would think that they would be wearing spandex.
Or like have a mesh liner or whatever.
Something. But there's sometimes where like there's dumb rules and like, no, you can't wear spandex.
And this man.
And I don't get it. He's packing.
Yeah.
Somebody is very lucky to know him. He's running. So you would imagine that he's not in his fully.
Right. Yeah.
But, and then he has to keep jumping over hurdles. So like he's running and trying to tuck it back in while he's running. Ooh. And then he does a hurdle and it's like, whop.
And my it's, eye.
It's, yeah.
It's
this isn't the javelin contest.
Here's the thing. He won.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No, he didn't.
He did. Yes, he came in first.
He did. He while still trying to like wrangle Horton Hears a Who back into his cage.
I feel like that would be good and like motivation to get it
How
done.
How you can't run fast? You know? Like,
well,
wind
he's
resistance.
Like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
So he came in first. His junk took second, I think.
Oh my gosh. T hack.
Might have been the other way around, actually. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Trust me. The junk set a PR. It was so huge. I always tell this story and it's really tragic and I probably shouldn't tell it in front of Erica because she's going to freak out. There was a friend of mine, we were playing a show and we all wore very tight jeans back in the day.
Okay.
And he was on stage and I was like trying to tell him he had like bubble, like it, like chewed bubble gum on the like crotch area of his
no,
pants.
No, he didn't.
And I'm like, dude, I'm like pointing. And
no! Chewed bubble gum is how you're going to describe it? Because
it looked exactly like pink bubble gum, like on his pants. And I'm like, there's gum on your pants. And then he looked down and it was just, it was like basically what a hernia does to like your intestines or whatever. It was just a tiny little hole in his jeans and the berries were like, they came out. Just enough of the berries.
Thank you so much for that sound you just made. You're disgusting.
Okay, I'll do it this time. Here we go. There we go. Just enough came out to look like bubble gum on his jeans. The worst part was I was like kind of side stage and I'm trying to like, lick it off of him.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. They were opening for me.
You gotta finish that.
I'm literally just like looking to Aaron for like safety because I because
you can picture it.
Yeah.
That's the worst part.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Wardrobe malfunctions. We'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about wardrobe malfunctions, weird things that have gone wrong with your wardrobe. Apparently, somebody needs to comment on what happened to Erica.
Mm-hmm.
Steve?
Yai.
Yai. What do you have to say here?
Oh, the skirt and the backpack?
Yeah.
I work on a campus, and that's called the Hungry Backpack.
Oh no!
It's I see it quite often.
Name. Your reaction makes it so much more worth it.
It was just so embarrassing.
But does it feel better to know that it happens so much right. that now
got
there's
a
nickname? Yeah.
You know what?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Aaron.
There's a glass half
full.
You're
an innovator. Pretty or ugly, it happens to everyone.
Okay. There you go.
Thanks, Steve.
Jenny.
Yes, I. Yes.
Wardrobe malfunction. What happened to you?
Okay, this would be the normal. You're coming out of a swimming pool and your top is down story, but I come out of the water and there's this huge iguana. So I run up to this iguana and I'm like, an iguana. So this guy comes running down to look at the iguana and I look over and his wife is head to toe in a burka. And I'm standing there shouting about the iguana with my boob hanging out to this guy.
Oh, no.
I know.
Did you, again, I don't know, like, how do you not know?
Well, there's an iguana. She's not paying attention.
She was way too excited.
Oh, I get really?
Iguana.
So yeah. All we need to have is something to distract you and
okay.
A reptile?
It's gross.
I mean, if it's shiny, no, just kidding. Yes.
Wow. Thank you, Jenny. That got weird. Jaden.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Wardrobe malfunction. What happened?
Oh, it was really bad. I was in seventh grade. It was like first week of school. We were in gym playing kickball, and I wanted to like really impress my crush. And so I was up to kick, and I kicked, and my leg went way far above my head. I fell, my pants ripped front to back, and it was the day that I found out I became a woman.
No! Your pants ripped on that day?
I was mortified. And of course, both my parents were at work, so they couldn't come help me at all. So I just had to go to the nurse, and they wrapped, or no, they gave me some like sweaty old gym pants that had been there for like 20 years.
That's the worst.
Transfer schools. You gotta just, you gotta
move on
with your life.
That would happen though. Girls would be walking around in gym shorts and it was like,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's
yeah.
The worst.
Horrifying.
Your crush will never forget you.
All right. Thank you, Jaden. Shauna?
Yes.
Yeah. Wardrobe malfunction. What happened?
Oh boy. So I was wearing a wrap skirt in college. And I stood up to take my test and put it at the professor's desk. And I'm sure you can guess what happened. It fell off. And there I was.
It unwrapped.
Hold on. The wrap skirt doesn't have like something that fastens. You just.
Well, it sure does, but it untied and then. Whoop.
And you just kept walking? You're like.
Bare butt?
No, but I did stand there for a full 3 seconds in shock before I grabbed it.
Yeah, and 3 seconds feels like an hour, especially when the whole class is like, hello.
How'd you do on the test? Did you need, like, extra points?
Oh, my gosh, Aaron.
Crushed it.
I'm re-enrolling next year. This is the best class ever.
Oh, okay.
Or should I say I mooned it?
Were you wearing underwear?
Thankfully I was wearing my cute underwear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like, so covering your butt.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, you're fine. Check if Aaron's Instagram. She does it.
Rude.
But it was embarrassing.
No, that's mortifying.
That's, yeah.
Thank
during
you.
During class.
Jennifer?
Yay.
Yay.
Wardrobe malfunction. What happened?
Yeah. So, I was at my brother's reception for his wedding. Oh, no. And I had a dress that was like kind of like a tube top. It didn't have any straps, right?
Oh no.
I had put sticky tape, you know, to tape it to my chest so it wouldn't
hold
come
the
out.
Girls in.
Oh yeah. Man, the things you guys have to do.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah. I didn't make the rules.
You don't have to hold him in. What are you doing that for?
Okay, so what happened?
I know that at some point it like slipped a little below and the tape, you know, because I checked the bathroom mirror and like it.
They're out.
Like you have a slip at your brother's wedding?
At some point, I probably did.
What I don't understand,
okay.
We've talked. I mean,
people call
I have
that the
to
high
keep,
point.
But how do you not know? How do you not feel the like
when you have 1.5 drinks in you?
Yeah,
your girls drunk or sober aren't used to air contact.
How do you know that?
Well, no. It wasn't like all the way. I think it was just like a little.
Oh,
like,
no.
A little
you think it was like a little bit out for a long time?
I don't know.
Yeah, so then the cousins are like, and you're who like, wants to dance with Aunt Jenny?
No, it's like, who wants to tell her? Because that's embarrassing too.
Mm, yeah.
Because another girl can just go kind of like pull their own shirt up and be like, eh,
right.
With your head.
Yeah.
And like,
but like if her brother saw it. Ruin his ride.
Would you rather have a little out for a long time or a lot out for a little time?
A lot out for a little time.
You would? Okay. Yeah. You'd rather like flash and be done?
Right, because then you're like, whoop! a little out for a long time.
Yeah. You're That's embarrassing. There's probably a lot of photos.
Yes, yeah. Photos.
Grandpa keeps talking to me.
Okay.
Oh my God. Oh,
ew.
All right, Jennifer. Yeah, the tape doesn't always
it
work.
It's Grandpa.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I'm going to do a little experiment today. We've been trying T-Hack all by himself, and he's been crushing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People, actually, there were texts saying, hasn't he always been doing this by himself? It sounds correct.
It's pretty incredible.
It sounds correct.
Yeah, it sounds right.
They've heard me practicing in the park, I think is what they're
all
confusing.
All right, so we're gonna slowly add people and see where it ends up and see who the weak link is. If you want to text in to 303-222-5423, who you think the weak link is, by the way, it's spelled with a K. Oh, no, a C, not a K.
Did you actually just think my name is spelled with a K?
Yeah, kind of. T-Hack. Aaron.
Me, me, me. News.
Are we both doing? You didn't
News.
Say. Okay.
No.
Oh, that's good.
No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide.
I'm the disappointed.
Or no.
It's news or nope. We get to the actual hard, difficult.
We all have nopes.
We all have nopes. Yeah. You know, we might have to change the name of this to just news or
news or go on.
Go on. Continue.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. It's a beautiful day because it's Prime Day, baby.
That's right. Ooh. We got a couple Prime Days.
Yeah. Today and tomorrow.
You guys, it's no longer a thing.
What's wrong with you?
There's because deals. I don't even want anything, but I have to buy it or else I feel like I'm missing out.
You fall into this trap every year.
I do.
You have to stop.
I only bought one thing today.
What did you buy?
Just like greens, the super greens.
Okay.
Okay, I know this is supposed to be newsworthy stuff, but I have to ask Aaron a personal question. Have you used your creamery thing yet?
Oh, all the time. I got a
Ninja
Creamy.
It's actually cool.
Oh my gosh.
Ninja
Creamy.
Because I have them at, yes.
I literally use it every day.
We just got our first wedding gift and it's a Ninja Creamy.
You have it already?
What? Yeah.
Somebody sent you a gift a year ahead?
My fiance's best friend, we kept talking about it, and then he called, when he was visiting, he called his wife and said,
oh, that's cute.
I want to get them this for their wedding. Can I just do it now?
So have you made anything with it?
No.
It's just still in the box? Mm.
Yeah. What? But I'm excited.
I do suggest going on TikTok for recipes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does it all make? Ice cream and other?
Ice cream, sorbet, milkshakes. Ooh. There's some that have like the soft serve. I didn't get that.
Seems too much. If you want soft serve, you want soft serve.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you can make like healthy ice cream.
Yeah. I make
people make it with creatine in it.
Nope.
Right. Oh! What? Oh my God, he killed it. But I have one more quick.
Healthy ice cream.
Oh my God.
Not news.
He used his note on the words healthy ice cream. I just want to say, I don't know what you paid. They're $189 at Costco.
I paid like $150.
Oh.
So I wonder if you
But I don't know if that was the which version.
Huh?
Excuse me.
Okay, you're right.
Pardon me.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A complete pivot, but we got a study from the Slacker Show research team. Mm,
nice.
She's got access to that. Why do I not have access to that?
And they're finding that there's one thing that can basically save your relationship, make you appear more caring. Sending emojis with your texts.
What?
Yeah. They're saying it boosts the feelings of closeness and satisfaction in friendships, and you're more likely to get a response.
Really?
Because I wanted to ask the females in the room, or really everybody, I feel like it's boomerish sometimes.
No.
Only if you're using weird emojis.
I use like peach, the little water droplets, eggplant. No. I ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Face.
Mm-hmm.
But da 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 da. Another face. So it's like.
In a paragraph?
Like.
Don't do that.
You know how I text. If you like, I send separate texts.
Right.
So it's like, I'm feeling a little nervous about the meeting today. The clinchy face. And it's like, I hope our boss isn't drunk, laughing.
Oh, my.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
but
then it feels very formulaic. And that feels like if I were in a relationship with someone, they'd go, you're just going through the motions.
I like it because it provides context as to how you're feeling, because otherwise I will take your blank text and put how I think you're feeling, which could be totally wrong. Like I might think that you're mad at me,
right,
and you're just saying, no, I just don't want to eat at that place tonight.
And like you sent me a text last night about Stick, the show.
Yeah.
And had you just said episode 7 was difficult, I would have thought maybe you hated the show. But instead you added the
face.
And I was like, oh, right, because it's sad.
Oh, my God. That show is so good.
Is this just a guy thing? Because I feel like I am an emoji guy. I love using them, except when I text other men who have never used an emoji with me, then I adapt to their style.
That's
really
fair.
Big Boss Micah. Let's put it out on the table. I'm looking at you. He's not an emoji guy, and I feel like I'm not gonna.
He's from Texas. He can barely.
I'm not
spell.
Gonna throw an emoji in because then it's like, what are you doing?
Weird. The first to send one, emojis you know? To your boss.
Oh my God, I send emojis to him all the time.
But he doesn't. Does he send them back?
No.
See, that's
no. Okay. You're not allowed to be your own man. Emoji up with the boss.
Okay, you're right. I'll send him one now.
Like it automatically.
Just an emoji.
Yeah.
Please send just him the eggplant.
Yes. Oh.
And that was when he
got
fired.
He's getting on his phone. Hold on.
I'll do it.
No way.
I'll do it.
Which one are you sending?
Which one? The eggplant?
Yes.
Let's do it.
But which
just
boss?
Just one? Oh, Micah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Big Boss
big,
Micah?
Big Boss. Okay.
Well, big, yes.
He said it.
Okay.
He
said
my God.
Slacker made me. Good evening.
Oh my God, that's such a great thing.
Thanks,
on your last day
man.
On the show.
Is it talking?
I would nope you, but I want your last show to go
okay.
Well.
Okay. Good news out of the TSA, as you no longer have to take your shoes off at the airport.
Really?
Yeah, they're getting rid of it. At certain airports, I think it is eventually going to be all the airports, but yeah, the new rule
I'm TSA pre. This only affects you.
So all these years for what?
Did you not watch the 9/11 doc? Was it the 9/11 doc?
No.
Because there was a one dude
who got
security with shoe bombs.
Yeah. Oh, but what? So now they're saying, hey, go ahead and use them again?
I think maybe.
The technology has progressed.
Okay.
Where they can kind of sense the explosives in other ways without you taking your shoes off. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think. And it's the same reason with the liquids. Like people were bringing in, oh, this is my water. And it's like.
It's like
no, that's actually
chemical.
Like liquid C4 or something like
right.
other things that are harmful. So I don't know if they'll eventually get around to letting us through with liquids or not.
Yeah, you need a real ID definitely to make this happen. And if you need additional screening, then you might still have to take them off. But for most people, it should be fine.
Yeah, well, for Love most that. People, we didn't have to take them off.
Loser!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There seems to be a divide in the studio right now when it comes to moving my son to college. And you're going to be shocked to find out that I think Eric is on my side.
Yeah, definitely. I'm most shocked by what Aaron just said.
I don't even understand what she said.
No.
I need some time to process what she just said.
I also don't understand, which therefore means it was not something I did.
And I'm not surprised at all. It tracks perfectly with.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
So here's the thing. Everyone, okay, Tiak and Aaron think I'm weird because in the middle of August, we're going to move Noah to Creighton, to Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, TX, like, how far is the drive? And I'm like, it's an hour and a half flight. What? Right. Why would I drive?
Why
he can't have a car
fly?
On campus.
Yeah, what? But he's got to bring his stuff. Like, he's moving.
What's
there,
he bringing?
Right?
Tell me what he's bringing.
Right.
He's not moving into an apartment. He's moving into a dorm.
So the bed's already there. The desk is already there.
Correct.
The mattress is already there.
TV?
What?
TV's not there. Someone's got to bring a TV. Someone's got to bring a mini fridge. Someone's got to bring a microwave. And you got to bring all your clothes.
Okay.
And maybe your school supplies and stuff.
Okay, I can stand with you on this, but you can just do the Target thing.
Yes.
Where you order everything at the one there, and then you drive by, get it all, and go to school.
Okay, that part makes sense. I wasn't thinking about that.
Why wouldn't I just pay an extra bag fee?
Or that.
Then drive my car
for
7 hours each way.
Does he really... Isn't he bringing all of his clothes? How many clothes does
all
he have?
All his clothes? What does he need?
What are you talking about? Like, he's not like Liberace. That's a real dated reference.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of somebody who's got a lot of clothes.
That's an 8-hour drive each way.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Okay. And like, you're saying he'll buy clothes there?
No,
like eventually he'll need to come
clothes,
home.
What do you think? So what do you have? 10 pairs of pants?
Not even, probably.
Okay. You're telling me you couldn't
You're
pack
not
everything
helping.
You need for a semester.
Where you can do laundry.
Yes.
No, I couldn't. I never could because I had all my shoes. I had I had to get the special cart.
You didn't
to bring
have
my
that
shoes.
Many shoes when you were in college. You were poor.
I had a lot.
So the reason I'm on your side, Slacker, and the reason I'm looking at these two like, is because I flew from California to Nashville to move to college. We had three suitcases, maybe four suitcases, a guitar, and I played back then, and like our carry-on.
You played guitar?
Yeah.
We're going to need to see that happen.
I haven't done it in a very long time.
Okay, well, you need to start practicing because we're starting a band.
Oh, cool. Yes,
sir. You left it at college. You're going to fly back.
No, it's in my house right now. But yeah, like I remember moving there with very little, and then when it was time to move home,
you just leave it.
I sold what I needed, yes. Got rid of the rest, and just flew on home.
Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, bye. Like,
yeah.
You just...
It feels like, don't you want...
He's not moving into an apartment. When you move, that's when you drive. When you're taking your bed somewhere. When you're taking... I'm still trying to get my brain around what the hell Aaron did. Like, you have... What did you have?
Well, the best part is I didn't ever live in a dorm. I didn't move.
Oh, you stayed home, but you commuted to school.
Yeah.
So then what did you have, though? So you said something about a container.
I'm putting the snacks in your closet.
Because you always have the plastic three-drawer containers with the microwave on top.
Okay, I can.
And it's full of all the snacks.
This is Creighton. They have furniture in the dorm rooms.
They don't have the
actual furniture, I think.
Because like, she's talking about, like, basically you would make a pantry out of, plastic drawers. And I do understand what you're saying. The microwave was on top of it.
Yeah. The amount of drinks I poured on top of that microwave, I'll never forget it.
But why wouldn't I just get it at Target?
What? That's the thing I wasn't thinking about.
Right.
You totally can do
because,
that.
Because, I mean, that is, it's a good point, but I remember moving in and then everybody went to Target. And it was all college students and stuff was sold out.
Yeah, but I could just do what Erica said, buy it now, and it's just sitting there waiting for me.
I don't know if you could buy it now. That's
why can't I put on layaway?
Okay.
I don't know.
I do think that back in the day, did you go to college?
Briefly.
Okay.
Yes.
He took his guitar.
So I do think, of course, there was like a trend where you just got hand-me-downs. So it was like, here's the old microwave. Mom and dad are getting a new one. You're taking the old one. So like,
but that doesn't exist anymore because the microwaves are built in.
Yeah.
So I'm not like sawing my microwave out.
I bet that's how you would do it too.
No, but, why would I buy a microwave here and drive it there? If I'm going to buy it at Target in Brighton.
Well, you're supposed to be in contact with your roommate ahead of time and you're supposed to figure out, all right, I've got a TV I can bring. Oh, I've got a microwave
I can bring. I've got a rug. I've got.
Yeah.
What are you talking
about? Does he have a roommate? Does
he know? I don't know.
Well, maybe you should figure that out.
Still
fly.
I am flying with my ex-wife and my son.
And no sister?
I don't know.
Does she want to go say goodbye?
Did you go? Did you go with your sisters when they went to college? I don't think
so. No, because I was older, but they came when I was the first one they came.
Yeah.
I might have gone with not all three, but definitely at least two of my siblings.
Yeah, I went with my oldest. I don't remember about my brother.
Did you bring snacks?
Yeah,
of course.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
We want stories of it's not what it looks like. Where you're
I
like,
swear, yeah, it's just a girl.
That's my cousin.
Right. The girl in the pictures.
I hardly know her.
I'm getting like Italian with mine.
There, but that is that's a real thing. Like you, like. Your wife walks into the room and like somebody just tripped and you're like helping them back up from behind.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing the Heimlich.
Yeah. And neither one of you have clothes on because like they like, right? And it's like, it's not what it looks like. It's like.
But we really want real. It's not what it looks like.
Here's a real one. This happened to me literally yesterday. I was coming home from work. I was very late. I stopped and bought some furniture or whatever. It doesn't matter. But I'm coming back into my neighborhood. And you guys, this story is great for you guys because you've now met these people.
Okay.
They're neighbors of mine. Their son went to school with my son. Coffee Juan and Costco Jamie. Oh, yeah.
Who we met at the Silent Disco.
You did. Are laying in my street, what? Sort of off on the curb, three bikes strewn about the area. One bike with its tire off. It just looks like it's real bad. So I immediately pull over, like right in front of the bikes,
yeah,
and jump out. I'm like, what's going on? And like their daughter was sitting on the handlebars. One of them was on a bike. Wife was on a bike. One was on a bike. The daughter was sitting on the handlebars, got her toe in the spokes.
Mm.
And like it made the bike crash.
Yeah.
And so she got hurt. So fast forward a couple minutes. Another neighbor comes into the neighborhood and pulls up behind my truck, which is sitting in front of a pile of bikes and an injured child.
Mm-hmm.
She jumps out of the car and says, do you need an attorney?
And you said,
my gosh.
It looks like, yeah, it looks like I plowed through a family of four and was trying to talk my way out of charges.
That is really messed up. Because
they were literally strewn everywhere and crying, and it was...
Aww.
Yeah.
It's also crazy of the second neighbor, instead of being like, does anyone need help physically?
They did help. Okay. They did help. But,
the first thought was, do you need a lawyer?
But it's because it's me.
Yeah. And does that neighbor know that you are friends with Juan?
I don't think they knew that then.
Okay.
They know now.
Okay.
It's actually the ex-wife of my buddy, Josh.
Yeah.
The person who was behind. So it was just this moment where... And just standing there, it was like giving a woman a Heimlich while you're... I'm like, the bike tire was basically underneath the front tire of my truck. So it looked like I hit the family.
Right.
Perfect. I have another one that I want to talk about. No, this is for Erica. I've had people... This used to happen to me. You make it look like your fiance Dane has had a DUI.
What?
Because you insist on driving.
I don't insist on driving.
Yeah, I've never seen him drive ever. You only drive.
Oh, and it's, you make it look like he has an active.
Yes.
No. It's, oh my god.
Like, people do it all the time. People come to me. And say, oh, he can't drive, and it's like. Mm.
People don't come to you all the time.
People just walk up to me and go, "Is that her fiance? Is he a bit of a drinker?"
You know that I drive because I just bought a new car.
I know, but I'm saying this is one of those, it's not what it looks like situations. You have to let him drive sometimes.
He does.
Or it looks like no one's seen it, Erica. It looks like he's got a problem.
You have seen him or me drive maybe four times.
Okay, that's a lot.
You're acting like I lock him up in the basement when I leave for work.
It does seem like he's subservient or he has a DUI.
Oh my God.
The only reason I'm saying that is because my friends, my ex-wife was exactly like you. No one could drive her car.
And they would see him drive my car.
I don't believe that. And they'd see me drive by and I would get texts from them going, what happened, man? And I'm like, oh, what?
It's just that he has an old car and I have a new Mazda. Mm-hmm. And she's lovely.
Okay. If you want to call with your stories of it's not what it looks like, it doesn't have to be murder or DUI.
Right.
It can be relations related. We want to hear your it's not what it looks like stories. 303-222-5423. Text or call.
It kind of was what it looks like, but mostly it wasn't. This was when we were younger. My sister, we were in the office, you know, like how in your house you had an office.
Yeah.
And she goes, hey, I learned something at school today. I want to show you. And I'm like, cool. You know, I'm the little sister. I'm so excited. And she's like, it's a karate kick. And she promised she wouldn't hit me. She ends up karate kicking me straight in the stomach. I was a rather round girl. The air is knocked out of me. I'm on the ground and my mom comes in and she's like, it's not what it looks like, because she didn't mean to hit me. But she was just trying to show me a cool karate kick.
Doing a karate demo move.
Yeah, but the amount of times that my mom had to break up fights, I mean, it kind of was what it looked like.
Yeah, that's fair.
So
I saw someone said that they were helping their dad clean out their garage, and there were a few random items that they wanted to throw away, you know, like, where did it go? Duct tape, rope, shovel.
Oh.
But instead of throwing it away, he went on a hike and then got pulled over. And then so the cop was like, why do you have all this? He had to call his dad to corroborate the story.
Oh my God. Yeah, you got a bag of lime, a shovel, and a rope.
It was I meant to throw it away, but forgot. And then I went on a hike.
Or
he's a murderer.
Yeah.
But like, you can carry around a shovel and be in a national park. But it looks
I remember one time when I was in high school, there was a kid who would throw parties every once in a while, and he had gotten busted a couple times, and he got like really annoyed. I don't, because he kept getting busted. So I remember it was like a big deal. He's like, I'm having a party this Friday night and it's root beer only, no alcohol. And we intentionally like turned the music up. Kids were all in the yard. They're playing root beer pong, like doing everything. Cops get called. Cops show up and it's like,
it's root beer.
What's the problem, officer?
Oh! What did they do?
They weren't as amused as we thought.
Oh my God.
But they did let us go. Yeah. Because it was like,
because every single cop just has
everyone made a pack. They were like,
prove a point?
I don't know. It was
that is not
just
funny,
the first
dude.
Party I got invited to.
Oh, the root beer party.
That checks out, man. All right. Well, if you've got a situation that looked worse than it was, we call it It's Not What It Looks Like. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you're listening to this show hoping we will shut up and just read the diary, I don't know if that makes sense. That's coming up in a few minutes. Like we're not going to make you wait much longer.
Right.
Like 10 minutes from now.
Yeah.
Eric is going to slaughter another diary reading.
I have high hopes.
Like a ant trying to carry a rubber tree plant.
A what?
Never mind.
Huh?
Oh my God. Nobody in here knows the song High Hopes.
I do, but I.
But he, everybody knows an ant can't.
Oh, I was thinking high hopes, man.
Yeah.
So we're doing, what are we doing? It's not what it looks like.
I
just remembered another one.
Not a clue.
I just remembered another story. One time, I was being Walter White for Halloween.
Okay.
And I made a bunch of rock candy, like little blue rock candy.
Maybe that wasn't a good idea.
To make it look like the blue crystal meth. And then to really sell it, I went to Hobby Lobby and they sell the tiny little Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
So I just had like 20 of the little Ziploc bags on the seat of my car and I got pulled over. And I'm just like, dude.
But it didn't have the candy in it at the
yes,
time.
Yes, it did.
Oh.
I was on my
officer. Just eat one.
Yeah, I'm not, right. Like I made. I was like, I ate it in front of him. I'm like, I swear to God, it's rock candy. I'm like, watch me. I'm not gonna get any more weird. But like, sorry.
Okay.
Lily.
Yes.
It's not what it looks like. What happened?
So, we were drinking for the 4th of July, and my boyfriend's brother got sick, and we took him. I took him to the shower to help him get it cleaned up, and he was not clothed, and his brother walked in on us, and it's not what it looks like.
Why were you with your brother?
Just throw them all in there.
Just wear a bathing suit.
But it was kind of...
I was wearing a bathing suit, but he was not.
So you saw your boyfriend's brother's...
Brothers. Womp, womp.
Yeah.
You did?
It was unfortunate. Yes.
Yeah. How do they compare?
Stop it.
Oh,
no.
You know you were wondering. I'm just the one with the courage to ask.
I'm just wondering if you stayed with the boyfriend.
Yeah.
I did. We got him in the shower, and once his brother got in and I hosed him off, his brother came in and he was like, do you want me to take over? I was like, yeah, because it was very awkward, but it was not what it looked like.
Interesting.
Okay,
you did the right thing.
Boyfriend. I mean, you were being a good person.
Okay, thank you.
We tried to be.
Yeah, no, that's great. There is a line, and that's way over the line.
Yeah. You just stick the whole person in the shower. Clothes
and just
on,
let them,
right.
And you let them figure it out.
And also, you let your boyfriend figure it out with his own brother.
Amy?
Yai.
It's not what it looks like.
So when I was 16, I had just gotten my license. The only car available from my family to drive was a 1996 GMC Safari. And if you don't know what that is, it's basically an old white creeper van that only has one sliding door into the back seat.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Nice.
And yeah. And you just happen to be driving around with a bunch of mini candy bars?
Yeah, I mean... That's what the cops thought.
Oh, no.
You got pulled over and they thought you were a creeper.
I got pulled over because the cops thought that I was driving around juvenile delinquents.
Oh, my God.
And it was just me.
My God.
Did you escape the compound? Wow.
Yep.
Okay. So, how do you explain your way out of it? We're just like, we're poor and this is the only van we could afford.
Yeah, he used his flashlight because it was nighttime, and he used his flashlight to look in the back, and he was like, is there anybody in the back seat? And I was like, what? No.
You're no, like, I hope not.
You're the police. Help me.
I don't know.
Oh, my and God. These are awesome.
Let me off with a warning.
A warning for what? For poor taste in vehicles? You can't warn you. Like, what? Okay.
I don't know.
Thank you, Amy. He pulled you over for no reason.
It's
and
on
there
a
was
permanent
like,
record.
Dustin?
Yay.
It's not what it looks like.
So I used to be a cop, and one busy St. Patrick's Day, I get sent to this call, and the call is basically a naked woman in the middle of the road.
Oh, boy.
I'm thinking the worst, you know, she's been assaulted or something terrible has happened to this woman, and I'm the only one going to this call, so I show up by myself, and sure enough, there's this naked woman lying in the middle of the road. I get out of my car. I go over to her. I kind of shake her. She looks up at me, and she's just like, hey. And I'm like, hey, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, why? And I'm like, well, you're naked in the middle of the street. And she's just like, it's f***ing St. Patrick's Day. What do you expect?
What?
So she basically got up. The ambulance came. They wrapped a towel around her, and it was the easiest call I ever went on St. Patrick's Day.
Did you by chance ever pull over a white van?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
So we're only on day two of the diary, and we have some angry listeners.
We do indeed, and I'm sorry, I guess.
Well, first off, people think we should treat it with reverence. If you don't know what it is, I found a diary decades ago, like 20 years ago in Wash Park, blah, blah, blah. And we've decided to visit it because I don't remember it and nobody in the room knows the full story.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're reading a couple entries a day right now. We were a little giggly yesterday because we were very nervous. Erica struggled quite a bit with it's really like as it's- much as I want to beat her up for being as dumb as she is. It's real hard to read.
Yeah. I'm having better spirits about reading it today.
You are?
But yeah.
You're oddly more tired today than
I'm
you were yesterday.
I'm so very tired. My dog had to poop a lot in the night, which I shouldn't have said.
By the
said
way, that's
in front
not from the diary.
Right?
That was from Erica.
I shouldn't have said that in front of the diary because that's very disrespectful. But
why are people so mad?
I don't know.
What are you mad at? It's just.
Are they thinking maybe whoever wrote this? We could still, because they never reached out, right? When you've done this in the past. So, I mean, there is that maybe they will hear it and recognize it.
Maybe I'm making fun of them.
Erica, why don't you hold it up to the camera so that people can see how bad the handwriting is, even today? It's
pretty
like,
rough.
It's terrible. There's one spot that I can see where she wrote in
not
in print.
If
she did the whole thing, it'd be so much better.
She's writing in cursive.
And it's real loopy.
Did you ever get cards and stuff from your grandparents?
Yeah, and they're hard to read.
Yeah, you have to read them aloud on a radio.
Especially
station.
When the money falls out and you have to pretend.
It's like, oh, I didn't see that 50.
Read through the loops.
Just a quick recap before she begins to destroy the reading for today. Yesterday, the first two entries, we don't know her name, right?
Correct.
No.
We know her friends' names are so far Kim, who's her roommate who's smoking hot and internet dating.
Dating a sculptor. Who's hot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then Julie is the friend who got her the diary.
Right. And she's starting to think, maybe it's because I've got some stuff to sort out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We know she works at the bank, too.
Oh,
remember
yes,
that,
yes,
right?
Yes. She works at the bank. And a monkey could do her job.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Feeling optimistic.
All right.
June 25th. My family is not making my life any more fun right now. They're the reason therapy is such a big business. My family is crazy, and I know everyone's family is crazy, but mine is all of a sudden a special kind of crazy. Fancy crazy, crazy with hot sauce. It's almost like people get married just so they can get divorced and then annoy their children by fighting with each other and pushing their new girlfriends in front of your face. Idiot.
Is that her mom or her dad? Oh, dad. Yeah.
Mom's okay. I mean, not as much of a crazy person as dad. As fan. As fun as the, as far as the dating thing goes. Okay, okay, we made it through a whole page. Instead, guys, she just constantly reminds me of how single I am when she beeps about my father and his new girlfriend.
We established this. We get standards and practices. We'll get it. Just read
it's
the word.
It's not comfortable for me to say when I know I'm on the radio.
I'm sorry. Read that last sentence again.
Instead, she just constantly reminds me of how single I am when she bitches about my father and his new girlfriend. Well, your father and his new tart, or your father and that bubblehead. I try to change the subject. That leads to the, when are you going to meet someone nice? Thanks, Mom, but I don't need a reminder. If my mom's listening right now, she's literally wondering if this is my diary. wait. But okay. Not the parent stuff.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
So my dad has this new girlfriend who's only like 10 years older than me. And I know that it could be worse. Could it? She could be the same age. Gross. But now she keeps showing up everywhere. He took me to lunch for my birthday and she showed up halfway through. She's nice enough, but she baby talks.
Ew.
Seriously, a grown woman baby talking. Aw, how does it feel to be a grown up now? She sings every sentence. I hate it. He seems to like her. So fine, Dad. Have fun. Just please don't marry her. We're going on to July 1st, right?
Yeah, we're going to do two entries today. So.
Ooh, this next one's exciting. We're in a new color pen, too. We're in blue today.
Okay.
July 1st. I got a promotion. That's right. Me. I'm no longer a teller. I am now a personal banker. Just a fancy term for cool chick who helps you get a loan for your car or helps you open a CD. Is that a bank term?
Certificate of deposit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And stuff like that. I even get to start learning some of the mortgage and finance stuff. There's also like little stars and hearts all over these pages.
Oh, yeah. Really?
She's in a good mood.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
I'm really excited to be doing something new and get to learn. And it's super cool that my boss thinks I'm doing a good job. My mom said it was a step forward and to learn all I can. I've been thinking about going to get my real estate license.
Huh.
She's misspelled license 3 times, but I don't know if that's what I really want to do. So I'll get to kind of try parts of it out, sort of, with the housing stuff and get a better idea. I left a message for Dad, too, but he hasn't called me back. I bet he'll be excited, too. He's always asking me what I plan to do with my degree. Why? Okay, the handwriting is getting harder. We're almost there. Why do you want to study sociology, sport? Study something like mom, dad.
Oh, no.
I'm showing Aaron. Study like you, dad.
I don't know.
Okay, study something like you, dad. I think he was afraid I'd end up a teacher like my mom. She likes being at the same school with new something year olds. Oh, new something year olds. 5, 6 every year and doesn't care about the money. It was really hard watching her struggle after she and my dad split up. Teaching kindergarten doesn't make you a millionaire. I have to go get dressed. We're going out tonight. That's how it ends.
Can I see the book back?
Yeah.
Can you try
to figure out that?
It looks like low, but I don't
know. Yeah, that went a lot better.
You want to study sociology, sports, study law like your mom.
I was so close.
study law like your dad. Wait, do I have to read this?
I don't know how you got that so quickly.
It's an L and then an A and then a W.
Now that you told me what it is, I know, but.
So what have we learned? Bad divorce with the parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They hate each other.
Her dad's dating a tart.
He's a lawyer or he studied law in some form.
Mm-hmm. And his new, she's like 35 because she's 10 years older than her.
Oh, I forgot. Like, we do know her age. She's 25.
She said, right?
Yeah.
That was yesterday.
Oh, okay. She's 35. That feels weird.
Yeah, but she got a promotion. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And mom is a kindergarten teacher.
And she's going out.
Okay.
I'm so excited to hear what happens.
And I just
want to
say, You can text it 303-222-5423, but you can suck it. Erica did a way better job
today. Yeah, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow is day three, and hopefully she'll be able to read the harder words like law tomorrow.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't even know why this deserves a follow-up.
Well, it's because of the photo that you presented.
Are we going to post? Do we post this or is that weird?
That's really weird.
But we, okay.
No, we could post it. It's not my bedroom.
Okay. I certainly wouldn't post my bedroom.
You wouldn't?
No.
Why? I think my bedroom's, you could probably post it somewhere.
Not that great.
We have been talking about maybe potentially for the gram doing little Cribs videos.
I'm going to have to clean so much before
that. That's such a lie. You are so anxiety ridden and OCD. There's no way your house. Like when we went to Edgewater Pizza.
It's still unpacked.
But the unpacked is like somewhere else. They're in the basement or somewhere. Yeah. Like
there's a couple boxes.
She came in. She was like, remember? She was like, I left the house and it was dirty. Like there's no way your house is dirty. You're being obtuse right now.
We have so many dishes in the sink right now.
How? Do you have a dishwasher?
But it was clean this morning and I didn't have time to undo it. And my fiance was working.
Didn't have time to undo it. Can you explain to me how long it takes to empty?
And then how many meals did you eat to fill the sink again?
Dinner and breakfast. Oh, okay. We got a small sink. That's the problem. This isn't about my house.
We did crib videos, you wouldn't go into your bedroom? You wouldn't show your bedroom?
It's just kind of weird. It's like, here's where I sleep.
Did you know that most celebrities just like rented a place? It wasn't actually their homes.
Never mind. Let's do it all.
Shut your mouth. That's not true.
It's 100% true.
Because I remember Tommy Lee's.
His might be real.
Because he had like his couch. You know how you get a couch and then like you have one chaise lounge on the one side or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you have like a couple ottomans that kind of tuck in there. He basically just had. Like his whole living room was just couch. Like you just
crawled onto
it and everywhere. And then he had like a Starbucks in his house.
But how inconvenient when you got to get up to go potty during the movie.
You just crawl.
Who cares?
Annoying!
Oh my God. But the rest of the time, how often how often does everyone else non-bladder infected pee?
No, I'm not.
You pee more than any human I've ever met.
I drink so much water. You do. Again, this isn't about me.
Anyway, if you were listening the other day, I don't remember why this came up, but basically I had this revelation that I should purge my bedroom.
Yeah, new furniture.
Yes.
Because you hadn't gotten rid of it since
the
divorce. It was still the first divorce.
The first.
Well, I thought about it and I got the mattress at the end of the marriage and I don't think we ever slept on it.
Oh, okay.
Because it was in like a spare bedroom.
It's still been 20 years.
Do you really have to get rid of this? Like I said, this was a 5-figure mattress.
I don't know. My wife has been trying to get us to replace our mattress too. And we're at
Costco.
Like six years. It's supposed to be 10, I think is what the like guidance
says. Do you know
says,
how much they are even at Costco?
I know. That's
like a king mattress. A good one is like $800.
Can you flip it over and get like a topper to last you the that's other what 4 years?
Did. Yeah, we've been flipping it all different ways. We had it sideways at one point. All the different angles.
Okay.
But we got like we got a cheaper one that came all rolled up, and then it.
Oh, I love those.
They're cool, but we got the lowest end of that.
Mm. But I don't think those are cheap. They're comfy. Did you get purple or one of the brands like
that? No, Tufton something. It was like the one they had at Walmart, whatever one that was.
Yeah, maybe the.
Okay, so long story longer.
It's a great value, I think.
You know that I love Costco, and there was this bedroom set, and I bought it. And then I needed extra pieces, so I got the rest of the pieces. And at about 1 a.m., I finally finished the bedroom. And I think it was Erica and Tiak. I don't remember if Aaron was involved in this, but like, you guys were afraid I was making a dude house.
I was
I don't think I was involved in that.
It was only Tiak? I think you...
Tiak was leading it, for sure. I don't know. I said it's important to change your furniture.
Yeah.
I thought Erica was the one who said it was going to be black leather or something.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forget.
You said your fiance lived in a house like that before you met.
It was such a dude house.
So.
Did he have the, instead of putting the toilet paper back on the roll, it's just
sitting
on
the top of the thing.
That's me.
What?
Stop it.
I'm the problem.
What?
You don't empty the dishwasher. It takes 5 minutes max.
who's running around with my dog, and then I have therapy because I am very messed up.
Do you know what would unmess you?
Probably doing the dishes.
Empty the dishwasher!
I didn't have time this morning.
You're saying from the moment your head came off the pillow till the moment you got to the show, you didn't have 5 minutes ever.
Yeah.
Did you scroll the gram?
No.
Liar. Liar!
I did it!
You're a liar.
I was trying to some wedding stuff. Okay. I had to take the dog on a walk. I had therapy.
I was trying to make an appointment. Because it seems like that's in 50-ish weeks.
Yeah, no.
And the dishes probably need to get done today.
No, I had family members trying to book rooms and they had questions and stuff. Mm.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So anyway, Slacker, back to your dude bedroom.
I was nervous about it because you have said that you're giving up on dating.
Right.
You've said
I think this is me manifesting my way back in.
I like.
Well, it took him 2 months of giving up to manifest his way back in.
Well, because I'm just getting a little tired. If I'm being honest, I'm tired of you and your fiance. And Aaron, the never happy, has now like in this relationship for a while now. And Tiak is just blah. It's just too, it's so much.
It doesn't even have to do with my wife.
Just like the love thing in the studio is just like, oh my God, should we all like triple date or whatever? You guys all just like talk. And it's like, well, you could come too. And it's like for seven. It's so like ridiculous.
We actually like, talked about that away from you.
When we've done some of the stuff we've done for your list, like we go out and I'm just like this other.
Aww.
Working though. Look at that. See how it's working?
Texts are on fire, boss.
303-222-5423. Send your stats. We can't accept pictures. All right, Aaron's the only one who hasn't seen it. Here we go.
Oh my gosh. Wasn't the reaction I had.
Yeah. I mean, it looks a lot nicer than your other one. It also looks like a 12-year-old girl's bedroom.
I was gonna say it's a little coastal grandma.
What if I want to sleep with one of those two?
No, you cannot.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have something I want to get off my chest.
Okay.
Hair. No, I'm just kidding.
You probably don't even have much.
What are you talking about? I am Yeti.
Oh, that's right.
Would you like me to take my shirt off?
Nope. Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
No.
Interesting.
Oh, that's right. Because we've seen the photo of you with hair down to your butt.
Erica said something, and I wasn't going to bring it up on the show, but now I feel like I have to.
Okay.
I'm scared.
She was checking the gram or the book or somewhere. And got a notification from somebody who I believe she went to high school with the guy. He's married to somebody super hot. And she texted something like, my man's a great cuddler.
It's a birthday post for him.
Post? Is it a birthday post? Okay.
I didn't sleep well. It's a birthday post for him.
Yes.
And she said he is the best cuddler. And I just thought,
okay, you want to hear the rest after the rest?
Okay.
She's like, TMI. Oh my God, I don't want to know that. What in the world? Can you explain a world? She didn't say he does this thing on the dismount. Like, she didn't say anything weird.
I didn't say TMI.
You were like, I quote, I don't want to know that.
Okay. I just feel like if I was in here and I was like, oh, my fiance, he's the best snuggler. Like, I just don't feel like you guys need to know.
Yeah, don't do that. Not like that.
That makes me happy to hear that he's a cuddler.
Look, and this guy is probably a
what?
She's having a stroke, everyone. If you're a medical professional anywhere in the Denver Tech Center.
It's just like. I understand this guy is like soft and like in a good way.
Teddy bear.
Not like chunky.
Should we wrap this up?
I've been called soft, it is not good.
I'm saying like he's like sweet and all that. So I understand that he probably is a great cuddler.
Right.
And I love these two people.
Okay.
I just don't know that like I would ever put that out there about my man.
But you should. Mm. Because your man, like, I wish I hadn't started any of this because I am going to back myself into a very scary corner right now.
Oh, boy.
Your man, he reads real scary.
He's like, the goofiest guy in the world.
That's not what I said.
Okay.
I said like, if you just met Dane, you'd go, that dude's scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge beard, sleeve, just hat, can like, has a serious look. If, like, you saw him from
big, thick arms, he seems like, don't mess with that guy.
He just PR'd
recently on a single rep bench press.
Okay. Listen.
300 or something.
Yeah, but how is he at cuddling?
That's exactly what I was, like, but I think now that I've met him and kind of know him a little bit, I think he is a great snuggler. And I think or cuddler, whatever word you
want to. It's just weird. Like, I don't want anyone saying that about me either. I don't want.
Why?
If he had an Instagram to be like, she's the best.
It's kind of giving the same, like, when a bride and groom change their vows to be, I promise to love you even when you leave your dirty shoes. Like, it's that just cringy.
Like, he's probably got a better trait than cuddler.
But do you want to know that trait?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I personally thought that this was not going to happen again for months.
Me too.
But Erica says it's time to go, so we're going. Occasional diddy dirt.
Diddy.
Occasional diddy dirt.
Diddy.
Occasional diddy. We apparently have some dirt on the did.
Diddy, I feel like there's two more parts that are supposed to come in at some point.
Because the original thing is from Hamilton, and I don't want to bring that in.
I was laughing too hard.
What is, okay.
Okay, so we've, what?
Where we last left off.
He was found guilty of two of the charges, but not guilty of the other three.
And then they denied him his bail because he really wanted to get out. But then everybody who testified is like, hey, he's going to kill us.
Yeah. He was like, let me go to Florida. And we were like, no. So
we were like that, or the judge was like that.
The judge.
I don't think.
And then
take...
everyone else is like,
because. But I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be weird or whatever. But if he was gonna kill that personal bodyguard who testified, then he's not gonna do it. He's gonna send somebody, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. But he doesn't have contact with those people right now.
Of course he does.
You think he has a cell phone up his butt?
Did you
amongst
other things? The freak probably, off thing, like, it doesn't. It seemed like if there's a person, you should check.
Okay,
he has a lot of baby oil.
Yes,
that's true. He could probably get that
and
going.
A motivated reason.
And I was going to say, but Diddy, he's a bad guy. We all agree, but he's never been really linked to murder.
Has he not? I thought he was part of the Tupac thing.
There is a speculation about the Tupac thing. So
blew up Kid Cudi's car. So he's like not
allegedly.
Allegedly. So allegedly, he's not afraid.
I love that I
just
throw it in, even though I've just said some terrible things about his butt. It's so okay. Is that it? Okay. There's more. There's more. Sorry.
So then, his team essentially was like, "All right, let's expedite the sentencing. This needs to be moved to, like, we need to be doing this by September. Come on, let's go." Because they're just trying to get him done and out of there. And he doesn't deserve expedition.
Yeah, but listen, just take Diddy out of it. Like,
everyone deserves the right to a
speedy trial, right? Like,
but
sure.
We did have that, but now. Eh.
But let me know how
he
long.
He had a speedier trial than most people.
Right.
Yeah.
But then, like, if I got convicted of something, just tell me. How long am I in here for? Like, I know he's a terrible person, but it's like, it's cruel to, like, sit there and we're not going to tell you how long we're keeping you. And it's like, that's
no,
like, I'd want to be like,
but doesn't that also go into,
it does count.
It does count towards we got the date.
We got the date
for the sentencing.
Oh, okay.
The judge signed off for the defense's request to keep the sentencing date as October 3rd. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Is it a date?
And on October 3rd, no, I think he asked what day it was.
It's my fiance's birthday.
Oh. Oh my God. If it was a Taylor Swift day, I was going to punch you in the throat, but it's
not. Was it October 3rd?
Yeah, on October 3rd. Yeah, because when I met him, it was a whole thing.
Okay.
Okay. I am very tired today. I'm very sorry. So October 3rd, we will get his sentencing. It looks like up to 20 years in prison.
Okay.
Though his counsel.
Per thing or like 10 per thing?
10 per thing.
Okay.
And his counsel is seeking 21 to 27 months. Which would be 2 years?
Yeah.
Prosecutors are asking for at least 51 to 63 months, which is 4 to 5 years. Still not enough to me.
Mm. Okay. But is that kind of a sign if even Diddy's lawyers are like, they're accepting that you're going to do some, Jeff?
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
like
yeah,
they're not
yeah.
fighting like,
you know,
he's guilty.
But
know,
he's, yeah, okay. yeah. They're not going to keep him very long because they didn't get him on the big stuff. So, so you have till what's the date again?
October 3rd.
Okay. So you're not going to hear this song again until October 3rd. Okay. So you guys, we got to nail it. This is not a dress
rehearsal.
We're
not going to remember how to do this on October 3rd.
Occasional Diddy dirt.
Diddy.
Occasional Diddy dirt.
Diddy.
The rumor.
Diddy. Diddy.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story. The only thing worse than one bear, Erica, I'm looking at you. Four bears.
Goldilocks.
Bears.
I think two bears is probably worse.
Yeah, this and is then even worse.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've got a story of if you're gonna do the crime, you have to do the time, but also don't do the crime kind of while you're doing the time.
What?
Okay, Riddler.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Ireland. Any takers?
Ireland.
That was so elongated.
They can take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
That's Scottish.
Oh, you just have to speak like Niall Horan.
Oi, I'm Niall Horan.
Okay.
If anybody's curious, during the audition process, we did not check for accents on Erica at all.
Or us.
Really, anyone in the room. Come on, somebody's got to be. You have red hair and green eyes, Aaron. Irish. Okay. I could just start drinking. Just do that.
Okay. Well, okay.
All right.
A man in Ireland was busted for drug dealing.
Okay.
And he went to his sentencing hearing.
Okay.
Where he said, "You know what? I can make some money right now."
Oh.
In the sentencing hearing?
Yep. What? Right in front of the judge.
Hold on.
By dealing some more.
Did he sell to the judge or?
It was to another convict.
Oh,
who was also in the court?
Want to score some? What?
Hustle culture. Too much.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's okay. That's bad.
The sale included some liberal lettuce and some Xanax.
Okay.
And yeah, he also had over 100 previous criminal convictions.
Okay, buddy.
For the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what if he hadn't found the guy to sell it to? Then he's just...
just packing the liberal lettuce for no reason. Okay, well, that's a moron for you.
My story is out of Connecticut.
It's not what you can do.
No.
It's just all up there in that Boston area.
Park the car.
Park the car. Beat up some smart kids.
There is a mother bear and her four cubs.
Oh, boy.
Oh, four cubs?
So it's actually five bears.
Yeah, that's five bears.
My headline's wrong. They're bears aren't good at counting. They broke into a Connecticut home.
Okay.
And they're raided breaking. The pantry before the police arrived, which I don't know what the police really do.
Yeah.
You're under arrest. They broke into the home through a screen door in the basement.
Oh, boy.
By the time authorities arrived, the bears had already left after stealing some food. Here's the best part, Erica.
What?
There were residents inside the house.
No.
Oh, my God. While it's happening?
At the time of the incident.
While they're rummaging.
Is that a bear? And another one? And another one? And two more?
Another one.
Like, you're in your kitchen, and a bear just pokes its head up from the basement like, I was gonna hungry.
What's up?
Yeah. But it would be fine if it was just one bear, but a mama bear with cubs?
Yeah. The residents escaped, but barely.
Oh, I wonder if the food was in a cubby.
She just, that was like curling.
Yeah.
She just like laid that one in. It's just kind of sliding across. That's not terrible. I'm happy with that one.
Okay. Those were all the stupid people and bears we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.